Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
It's owned by PDD Holdings, but it's best known for its brand Temu, which you could describe as an online flea market, except it's worth an estimated $150 billion. It's huge in China, where it's from, and now it's heading our way. It's already established its European headquarters on St. Stephen's Green, opposite the Shelbourne Hotel, no less. But like many Chinese companies, its ownership and control is pretty secretive. And now the Irish watchdog, the Comisión na Mban, is looking at Temu as well. Dan McCrum from the Financial Times has been deep diving into Temu and is on the line. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Joe.
What is Temu?
Well, you can think of it like the super cheap version of Amazon. It is sending things directly from factories in China to your door. And it's spending billions of dollars persuading people that they should do this. And everything is incredibly cheap. But if you watch a lot of YouTube videos of people opening these packages, a lot of it is also, well, what's the right word for something of low quality?
Dubious.
This time of day. Yes, dubious.
Yeah.
Dubious quality.
And they're not brands, Dan. They don't do, I mean, I checked yesterday for Hugo Boss and Skechers, and I got offered lovely looking alternatives, but certainly not branded.
You won't find many brands on there. What you might find is a lot of things which look a lot like brands or even pretend to be brands. Mm. But yes, this is not the place you are going for high quality branded products.
And they are very much coming to Europe and very much coming to North America. Will they or can they supplant eBay and maybe even Amazon?
Well, if you look at the numbers which they are publishing for their Chinese business, it is absolutely huge. It's already the size of Amazon, which is quite startling for a company that most people have never really heard of, right? Mm. But they don't tell us how big Temu is. All we can see is the impact. And they've actually put up the price for online advertising all over the place because they've launched in 50 countries around the world at once.
Mm. I see they did some adverts during the Super Bowl in the United States. And as you know, that's very expensive. An estimated $14 million just to place those adverts. And that does signal intent, doesn't it?
It does. But also, everything about this company is a bit weird. So they spent huge amounts of money on this Super Bowl advert, but then played the exact same advert which they used the year before. Mm. And it tells you should shop like a billionaire. But they also changed the pronunciation of the store. Last year it was Temu. Now it's Temu, which again is just, if you're building brand consciousness and all the rest of it, seems like a funny way to run a business.
Now, we contacted Temu to see whether they'd like to take part in today's program, but we did not get a response, even though they are literally a stone's throw from where we are broadcasting today's program. They are a bit secretive.
What an astonishing surprise. They do not like talking to people. And here's one of the most unusual things about it. Everybody who works in the Chinese business has a nickname. They don't use their real names at work.
Mm.
Which is kind of a weird signal to be giving.
And
when
do they use Western names?
Trust.
Even though their staff are all Chinese, do they use Western names to each other?
I think some
like
of them
Dan
do
and
use
Joe.
Yes, they use Western nicknames as well.
Right. I mentioned that the Irish regulator, Comisión na Mban, is looking into Temu as part of the Digital Services Act to see initially whether the company is big enough to be considered a systemic risk under that EU legislation. I presume at a valuation of $150 billion, it will be big enough to be considered, and that means it'll be monitored a lot more closely.
Well, I don't know if it is necessarily, because it's very big in China, but we're not quite sure how big it is over here. Mm. And there are lots of reasons why you might worry about it, because one would be product safety. You know, are these things really as safe as they claim? You know, is there lead paint in the toys? Those sorts of natural concerns that you have about the things that you're buying. What's happening to returns? There are lots of EU laws now to try and stop stuff just being thrown in the bin. But what a lot of people have said about Temu is you buy something and then say, actually, I don't want it. They just say, keep it, we'll send you back the money, because that's a lot easier and cheaper for them than arranging for it to be collected and somebody to sort it and all the rest of it. So is that even sustainable and possibly under EU laws legal?
And is there an issue with patents and copyright protections if some of these shoes and clothing items are very close to the expensive brand original?
I would not be surprised to see that. What has happened to a number of businesses who essentially operate as copycats is they pop up online, sell a load of stuff quite quickly, and then are buried in sort of product or trademark infringement lawsuits. I don't think we're quite at that stage yet, but, you know, Temu is starting to attract some litigation in the US, and it's just one of those risks.
And I just wonder whether, if Donald Trump is re-elected, whether he might also decide to break up the company, or at least the American division of the company. That's also an issue.
Chinese geopolitics, particularly with the US, are quite an interesting place. And what Temu does in America is it takes advantage of these rules, which basically mean because it ships everything directly by air from China, it's not paying import duties on all of these products it's bringing into America. And that's the kind of thing which is going to get Donald Trump's attention, I think.
Absolutely. And but before I go, Dan, I wanted to congratulate you on your journalism and the Wirecard story. Dan McCrum was, of course, the journalist from the Financial Times who broke that story and brought the company down. Dan, well done. And thank you for joining us. That's Dan McCrum from the Financial Times.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.